This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Two wildfires, the Aspen Acres and Ferris fires, are now among the top 10 largest wildfires in Colorado history. In southern Colorado, 9-year-old Isabella and her mom had only minutes to evacuate as the Aspen Acres fire approached.
It's kind of stressful. I'm kind of nervous what's going to happen to our house. If it's gone, where else could we go?
There is good news for people in southern Pueblo County, however. The sheriff's department says many of the evacuation orders may be lifted today. There are additional evacuations near the Four Corners due to the Ferris fire that's burning largely on public land. 7 years ago, Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold launched an exploratory committee for a U.S. Senate bid. She decided a month later not to run, but as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports, that exploratory committee is still active, even as Griswold seeks a different office.
2 days after winning the Democratic nomination for Attorney General, Jenna Griswold updated the paperwork for her Senate Exploratory Committee. It was a minor filing, but it showed the committee is still active. Some campaign finance experts say keeping an exploratory committee open for so long is a bit unusual, since most either convert it to a campaign committee when they enter the race or close it after deciding not to run. A spokesman for Griswold says her exploratory committee was kept open in case Griswold decided to seek a federal office in the future, and that she's considering options like shutting it down or converting it into a political action committee. The spokesman adds Griswold is committed to serving her whole term if she's elected attorney general in November. Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And for more Colorado news, including fire updates, come to our website, cpr.org.